Hello, and welcome to this week's edition of HealthBeat, Chiropractic Online, today's health news and informational podcast. In this week's news, we'll be looking at effectiveness of non-surgical treatment methods in patients with lumbar spinal stenosis. And finally, a story about the neural responses to physical characteristics of a high-velocity, low-amplitude spinal manipulation. For HealthBeat, this is Dr. Todd Eglow. Welcome to HealthBeat Podcast number 663, recorded February 15th, 2019. HealthBeat is Chiropractic Online Today's radio program, providing current news and commentary about chiropractic and health. This week's episode is sponsored by Da Vinci Laboratories. Please surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the Da Vinci link for your health and nutritional needs. We also would appreciate your passing the word of our podcasts to your friends and colleagues. Please let everyone know how easy it is to subscribe via the Apple iTunes podcast directory. If you are interested in creating personalized HealthBeat podcasts for your office or website to help you attract new patients, please surf to our website and send us an email or Skype us by typing in HealthBeat, all in small letters. We are always looking to expand our interactivity with you, our loyal health community. If you would like to be kept up to date with current events about health, technology, and me, Dr. Todd Eglow, feel free to surf to twitter.com/teglow, that's T-E-G-L-O-W, and click on the follow link. As always, a big thank you to our COT HealthBeat listener community. This podcast is made available through the generous donations we receive and greatly appreciate. If you could remember to surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the PayPal link to make a monthly donation, this would be greatly appreciated. And now for some news. A recent study by the following doctors, Dr. Carl Amendolia, Dr. Michael Schneider, and Dr. Donald Murphy, looked at the comparative effectiveness of three types of non-surgical treatment options for patients with lumbar spinal stenosis. The study was published in the journal Physical Medicine and Rehabilitation. In a randomized clinical trial of 259 patients with lumbar spinal stenosis, all groups, including medical care, group exercise, and manual therapy combined with individual exercise, showed improvement in self-reported pain and function and walking capacity at 2 months and 6 months. The manual therapy group had a greater proportion of responders at 2 months, but there were no between-group differences in responder rates at 6 months. The study concluded that a combination of manual therapy and individualized exercise provides greater short-term improvement in symptoms and physical function and walking capacity than medical care or group exercises, although all three interventions were associated with improvements in long-term walking capacity. Surf to our show notes for links. A recent study was published in the journal Spine to determine how thrust direction of a high-velocity, low-amplitude spinal manipulation affects neural input from back musculature. Electrophysiological recordings were obtained from proprioceptors in deep lumbar paraspinal muscles of anesthetized cats during high-velocity, low-amplitude spinal manipulation. A clinician's ability to apply the thrust of an HVLA spinal manipulation in a specified direction is considered an important component of its optimal delivery. However, previous biomechanical studies indicate that the shear force component of the thrust vector is not actually transmitted to paraspinal tissues deep to the thoracolumbar fascia because the skin-fascia interface is frictionless. The study concluded that the shear force component of a high-velocity, low-amplitude spinal manipulation's thrust vector is not transmitted to the underlying vertebra sufficient to activate muscle spindles of the attached muscles. Implications for clinical practice and clinical research are discussed in the study. Surf to our show notes for links. As always, please surf to our podcast show notes located at chiropracticradio.com for a full listing of web references mentioned in today's show. And remember, COT's HealthBeat always recommends discussing any nutritional, exercise, or other lifestyle modifications with a qualified healthcare professional. Thank you. Thank you for listening. As always, we want to hear from you. Please send us your emails. Simply surf to our website at chiropracticradio.com and click on the email link. You can also leave us your voicemail. Simply open up your Skype client and type in Health Beat, all in small letters. If you have an idea for a future health segment, please feel free to contact me directly. Surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. We also would appreciate your vote at podcastalley.com. If you are enjoying these podcasts, please surf to our Health Beat homepage and click on the Podcast Alley link. If you have a website for your practice and you'd like to add content to help you attract more patients, please consider adding a personalized HealthBeat segment to your site. Many listeners and subscribers are finding this useful content addition to their office's website. For more information, again, surf to chiropracticradio.com, scroll down and click on the email link. While at our website, please remember to consider making a donation to help keep these podcasts airing. Listener support, such as yours via our PayPal link, does help in allowing us to bring you these podcasts weekly. And please remember to support our sponsors by clicking their links, again located at chiropracticradio.com. Finally, I leave you with the following quote from Mary Ann Williamson. Gratitude is an opener of locked up blessings. For Chiropractic Online, today's Health Beat, this has been Dr. Todd Eglow.